Normally, when I stand up here and I teach or speak, it's to kids, and they're about half your size. So, would you mind just slouching down in your seats a bit? Because I'm a bit nervous. I know. Tonight's talk is love God and love your brother. When Jesus asked, "What is the most important thing?" He said, "Love God and love your neighbor." If I asked you, "Do you love God?" and you said yes, I'd be none the wiser. In fact, you could tell me 50 times that you loved God, and I wouldn't know any better. You see, love is a verb, and until we do something with love as our motivation, we might as well be a clanging cymbal or a resounding gong, as it says in 1 Corinthians 13. We can say or sing we love God and our neighbor, but unless it's backed up by actions, nobody's listening, especially not out there. To the unconvinced, it just sounds like this gong. Now you see, I woke you all up the back there. In John 21:15, John chapter 21, verse 15 to 17, that's page 1090 in the Red Bibles. So let's give you a bit of time to look up that. That's 1090. It says this: "When they had finished eating, Jesus said to Simon Peter, 'Simon, son of John, do you truly love me more than these?' 'Yes, Lord,' he said, 'you know that I love you.' Jesus said, 'Feed my lambs.' Again, Jesus said, 'Simon, son of John, do you truly love me?' He answered, 'Yes, Lord, you know that I love you.' Jesus said, 'Take care of my sheep.' The third time he said to him, 'Simon, son of John, do you love me?' Peter was hurt because Jesus asked him the third time, 'Do you love me?' He said, 'Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you.' Jesus said, 'Feed my sheep.'" Jesus asked Peter, "Do you love me?" three times. Peter answered, "Yes, you know that I love you," three times. Jesus gives him three instructions. At first glance, it looks like he's telling him to do the same thing three times. But if you look at it a little more carefully, each instruction is different. In one of his talks, Bill Wilson, the guy who started Kids Club in New York City about 25 years ago, he looks at the original Greek text. And from it, you can see that in the first instruction, "Feed my lambs," Jesus talks about small sheep, lambs. In the second instruction, "Take care of my sheep," he talks about adolescent sheep or teenage sheep. In the final instruction, "Feed my sheep," he talks about adult sheep. And it's interesting to note the difference in what he asks Peter to do. By the way, if you see me lick the palm of my hand during the talk tonight, I haven't gone mad. I'm just, when I get nervous, I have sweaty palms and dry mouth. So, one equals out the other. Or maybe I'll just have a drink of water. So, and in the final instruction, "Feed my sheep," we need to make the gospel, And it's interesting to note the difference in what he asks Peter to do. "Feed my lambs." Bill Wilson interprets this as making the gospel available to children. Second instruction, "Take care of the teenage sheep." So teenagers need guidance. They need someone to come alongside them. And in the final instruction, feed my sheep, we need to make the gospel available again to the adults. If we make the gospel available to children, feed them, and give guidance to them when they're teenagers, all we need to do when they're adults is to make the gospel available to them again, and they'll respond. Now, I know, obviously, it's not as simple as this, but this is what we're trying to do in Kids Club. So, Jesus only ever asked one person, "Do you love me?" And when Peter said he did, Jesus linked Peter's love with him directly with these three actions: feed my lambs, take care of my sheep, and feed my sheep. When we die and get to heaven, the only thing that will matter is what we have done to advance God's kingdom. Did we love him, and did we love our neighbor? Did we feed his lambs and take care of his sheep? So, loving God and loving our neighbor involves action. Just looking around this room, the potential is staggering. Imagine if all of us knew exactly what God was calling us to do, and we got stuck into doing it and putting him first. Who knows what could happen? Recently, Rob Jones gave a talk on what is God's call on your life. And people were invited to write down what they thought God was calling them to. The majority of people didn't know. When I first became a Christian, I hadn't got a clue what God wanted me to do. But I got involved and I tried lots of different things. I joined the worship team. I helped with the soup run. And I helped at the Alpha course. And I discovered that it wasn't any of those things. But in order to discover what God was calling me to, I had to try different things. It's like if you have a car that's standing still and you try and turn the steering wheel. It's very difficult to direct that car. But once the car is moving, it's very easy to direct. It's very easy to turn, to direct it at that point. I knew God wanted me to do something, and I wanted to find out what it was. I didn't give up, and I ended up discovering that God was calling me to Kids Club ministry. Recently, somebody who was volunteering for Kids Club, they said they were enjoying the volunteer work more than their day job. And I just want to make a suggestion tonight that by not getting stuck in and serving, we might be missing out on the highlight of our week. And I just want to say to you that there is nothing more fulfilling in this world than discovering what God wants you to do and doing it. Sometimes it's difficult doing God's will. It's hard. It's even gut-wrenching. Because sometimes God shows you how much his heart breaks for people. But we need to be in touch with that. We all want intimacy with our Creator. And Jesus says in Matthew 28:19, "Therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age." So Jesus didn't say, "Stay and I will be with you." He said, "Go." And I have experienced that it's only in the going that I've truly experienced intimacy with him. So how do we approach volunteering? Do we only do it if we have time outside of our busy schedules? Sorry, I've lost my place here. Do we only do it if we have time outside of our busy schedules, or do we put God and his mission first? One thing I was asking myself when I was preparing for this, for tonight, was what stops us getting involved? Are we too busy? If we're too busy to love God and love our neighbor, we're too busy. Is it that we're not comfortable? Good. God doesn't want us to be comfortable. He wants us to grow. Is it that we wouldn't know what to say? In Exodus 4:10, it says this, Moses said to the Lord, O Lord, I have never been eloquent, neither in the past, nor since you have spoken to your servant. I am slow of speech and tongue. The Lord said to him, Who gave man his mouth? And then he said, Now go, I will help you speak, and I will teach you what to say. God is calling this church to this community. He has put us here for a reason. It doesn't mean that we shouldn't reach out to our friends, colleagues, and family. Of course we should. But if you are a member of this church, God is calling you to reach this community as part of this church. I want to introduce you to three people from the Kids Club team who are reaching out into this community. Two of them not only do the club here on a Saturday for the children, but they also go visiting the children and the families one evening a week. So could I call up Annette, Louise, and Sarah? So, Annette, first. Hi, Annette. Yeah. You all right?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Okay. So, Annette, I want to ask you, how long have you been on the Kids Club team?
This coming November, it will be 2 years.
2 years.
Yeah.
And why do you do it?
One of the first things that struck me about the club is that it's really well run. And it's great fun. And I absolutely have gotten to love the kids. Mm. Yeah. In the beginning, it was difficult, but, you know, obviously, if you want to build a relationship with anyone, you have to spend time with them. Mm. So it's the time people spend with the kids. But Paddy was telling me a few days ago that I was going to get asked these questions. So I was thinking about why do I actually do it. So one of the things was that I'm from a little community down in Kerry on the Dingle Peninsula. And there was an elderly man on our peninsula and there was a lot of kids. I was one of 12 and that was the norm. And so this old man, for some reason, he was a widower, and he took it upon himself just to provide activities for kids in the evenings. And, you know, he had a little shop, which he didn't seem to worry about how much he sold. But when you went into him, he actually bent down, he got eye contact, and he asked you, how are you? And there was something about that old man that I realized. And it was only when I was in my 20s and my mum rang me once and said this old man had died that I actually realized that old man loved me, and he was so significant to me. And it wasn't that he spoke to me an awful lot, it was just the little things, you know, of caring and keeping an eye out. And so, sorry. So, one of the other things is the kids, I feel they learn an awful lot in the club, and the kids know when somebody cares about them. And when I came here, some of the other people here had been here for 6 or 7 years, and I was impressed with that. So, it's a privilege for me to do it, and yes, there are hard times, but you know, I get an awful lot more out of it than I feel I give. Mm-hmm. I know when I come here on a Saturday and when I maybe visit on a Wednesday that I'm doing something that is worthwhile to me anyway. It seems very worthwhile and valuable. Hopefully it's valuable to the kids. And I feel, you know, in the beginning when you see them, maybe you find it's difficult. But when you spend time with the kids consistently, you see their beauty. And there's actually an awful lot more to the club than just the Saturday and meeting kids. There's a morning club and an afternoon club. But an awful lot of what goes on isn't just the hour we spend with the kids or the time on the bus. An awful lot is, you know, setting up here in the mornings, setting up the props, and then putting everything back the way you see it for church. So it's the practical little things. So they're the things we actually need more help with, but it's great to be able to do the club. I think that's it.
Thanks, Annette.
Thank you.
That's great. And Louise. Louise. So how long have you been on the Kids Club team?
About 4.5 years, 5.5 years now.
5.5 years, great.
Yeah.
And can you tell me why you do it?
I'm not entirely sure why I started doing it, but now that I have, I just couldn't miss it. It's just amazing once you build up a relationship with the kids, and I'm not particularly good with kids, but now that I got to know them, it's just I don't know, it's amazing when you go visiting and you just hear them all calling out, oh, kids club, and they come running over and, you know, have a chat and see how their week is going. And I don't know, they encourage me and I hope I encourage them. But yeah, they're just so much fun to work with. And they can be tough too, but that's okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Louise. And Sarah. Sarah, how long have you been a team member of the kids club team?
7 years.
7 years. And what age were you when you joined the team?
12.
And tell me, why do you do Kids Club?
I guess ever since I started, like, I've always kind of wanted to work with kids. That's always something that I've done. Like, I'm doing primary school teaching in college, and just whenever I started, like, it used to be so small, and it was so much fun just coming along, even for me, like, because I was so young, like, I just kind of saw it as something, like, fun for me to do as well. But I kind of got, you know, as the years went by and got more experience and stuff, and became kind of more involved in it, I saw that I could really use my talents, like, because, you know, working with the kids is something that I really enjoy. And also, like, computers, like, I do the PowerPoints and stuff on Saturdays. And I don't know, some of you come to family services might have seen me doing actions, like, on the stage, and I get to do that in Kids Club as well. And just things that I really, really enjoy doing. So it's, like, the highlight of your week to come. And also with the kids, like, they are great. Like Louise was just saying, like, they're coming around, like, screaming, like, Kids Club, Kids Club, and the joy on their faces when they come through that door, like, on a Saturday. And you get to spend, like, an hour with them and just tell them about God. And I think God's given me a heart kind of for the area. And just to be able to, like, share his love, because he's done so much for me. And, like, those kids, they don't know that God loves them, and they don't know, like, what he can do for them. But we have the opportunity every week to actually share with them what he's done for us and what he can do for them, and teach them really important things that they need to know.
Yeah. And what do you get from it?
A lot. Again, like, using my talents, I get to be able to use the talents that God has given me to do good things, and that is really good. Kind of a feel-good thing as well. You know, you go home and you're like, wow, you know, I was able to do that today. And and building relationships with the kids as well, and getting to know them, is something that's really special and that I really enjoy. And, you know, you can think about them during the week and kind of pray for them, and, you know.
That's great. Yeah. Okay. Thanks a million, Sarah. Okay, we give these guys a hand. Good work. So, we're looking for more volunteers to visit the community around us and to do the club. We realise that people may not be able to come every Saturday, but you can do, for example, every second Saturday, or even one Saturday in three, or whatever you're able to do. Because of these guys and what the rest of the Kids Club team are doing, there are now young people who have come up through Kids Club and are now serving in the club as junior leaders and being discipled, learning to go deeper in their faith in the Friday Club.
Hello. Oh, that's loud. excuse me.
Sorry, excuse me. One moment.
Hi.
Sorry.
Hello.
Elmira?
Yeah?
You're not supposed to be here. No.
yeah.
You
I come to Kids Club, so yeah. Yeah, I am. Yeah.
Oh. Okay. Elmira, tell me... Yeah, I have to say, you're looking very well tonight.
Aw, thank you.
And tell me, how long have you been on the Kids Club team?
I think it's about a year, but my friend who brought me has been coming for about 5 years.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Who's your friend?
Oh, my friend Bev.
Bev?
Yeah.
All right, okay.
She's not here. Funny, we never seem to be in the same room.
And tell us, Elmira,
yeah.
What do you do in the Kids Club?
I have a very important job.
Yeah?
Yeah. I help to teach the memory verse. Yeah.
Really? And what's the memory verse?
They're really important verses from the Bible that help the kids to learn all about God and how to live with God in their lives. Yeah.
Cool. And what do you get out of the club?
Well, I have a really bad memory, so sometimes the kids teach me the memory verse. Yeah.
Right. That's great. So it helps your memory.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. That's great. Okay, Almaria. That's really good. Come here. Thanks a million for coming along.
Oh,
tonight.
Okay. All right. Okay, bye-bye.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
Say goodbye to Almaria.
Bye.
Thanks, Almaria. Sorry about that. Okay. Now, I want to show you a DVD. Or sorry, not a DVD. It's a small video clip of some of our junior leaders in the club. Okay, and this is going to start with a song, them doing a song and the actions for a song that they like, they really like doing in the kids' club. And then there's just a very short interview with two of the girls. Shannon, how long have you been junior leader in Kids Club?
A year.
And tell us, why do you want to be a junior leader? Why are you a junior leader in Kids Club?
Great fun.
Great fun, is it?
Yeah.
What else?
Teaching the kids about God now.
Teaching the kids about God, yeah?
Yeah, it gives them like an hour away from where they live, just the fun, like.
Yeah, good. It's great. And Kelly?
What?
How long are you a junior leader in Kids Club?
A year and 2 months.
And why do you do Kids Club?
To learn the kids about God, and you have a bit of fun on that trip, so you be quiet and you learn the quiet you want.
Brilliant. Okay, and what do you get out of being a junior leader?
We have four and like it's right to spend your Saturday.
Yeah? Okay, how about you, Shannon? What do you get out of being a junior leader in Kids Club?
It just makes you believe in God more.
Yeah?
So.
Okay. Girls. When I was preparing for this talk, God gave me a picture, and it was this. It was a picture of a boat with lots of oars in it, and there was a few people in the boat, and they were pulling away at the oars, rowing away, but there was all these oars, these other oars that were just blowing in the wind. There was nobody at them, and the people who were at the oars and pulling them saw these other oars, and they were going over to the other oar, and they were pulling that one for a while. Then they were going over to this oar, and they were pulling that for a while. And then they were going back to the original oar, and they were pulling that oar. And basically, we need more people to get in the boat and start rowing. Maybe this isn't the main church that you go to. And you need to make sure you're getting involved in your own church and rowing that boat. In this church and in Kids Club, we need people to grab an oar. Every now and again, I get people saying to me, "How can I help?" And that's great. But what this church really needs is people who want not just to help, but to love people, regardless of where they're at. It's easy to love people who are just like us. In fact, in churches, we often end up spending time with people who are just like us. We're all Christians. We go to conferences together. We go to Christian events together. It's quite comfortable. In Matthew 5:46, it says this: "If you love those who love you, what reward will you get? Are not even the clampers doing that?" I mean, tax collectors, sorry. Sorry, slip of the tongue. Apologies to any clampers in the room. "And if you greet only your brothers, what are you doing more than others? Do not even the pagans do that?" What God is calling us to do is to reach out to those in this community who are not quite like us, who are from different background, maybe. God is passionate about this community. God's heart breaks for this community. I want to tell you about a kid in Kids Club whose mother killed their father with a kitchen knife in self-defense. And I want to ask you, who needs to know about God's love more than them? I want to tell you about two kids in Kids Club whose father died in prison last year and whose mother doesn't know which way is up because of crack cocaine. And I want to ask you, who needs to know that God cares more than them? I want to tell you about a 9-year-old boy who gets out of his head on hash. He gets out of his head because he can't handle what's going on in his head and in his family. His family was recently evicted from their flat because of drug dealing. And I want to ask you, who needs to know God's peace more than him? And we are too busy. And we are not comfortable. We wouldn't know what to say. Half the time, I don't know what to say. But I'll say this. If you're not rowing yet, get in the boat and grab an oar.